Halacha Hey of Hilcha Seiruvei Tchumin, Rav Nosson says, Uboy Yizbayar Inyan Shavuos, that in this halacha he's going to expound on the holiday of Shavuos. Al pi ha-toyro tiku emuna, b'likutei moran tanina, simen hey, ayin shom heitev kol ha-toyro. This chapter of Likutei Halachos will be based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Tiku Emuna. It's one of the shiurim that Rabbi Nezal gave on Rosh Hashanah, a year before he passed away. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, study the chapter on Likutei Moran well as an introduction to this halacha. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'haklal linyoneinu, to summarize what Rabbi Nezal says there on Likutei Moran, Shehu ikar hu hu emuna. The most important thing for a Jew is emuna, faith. V'tzorich kol echod lechapes ulechazek es atzmoi be'emuna. And a Jew has to search himself and strengthen himself all the time regarding his emuna. V'hatikun lahaloi so emuna minefiloso. And when a Jew feels that his emuna is fallen, it's on a low level, and he wants to lift it up, he wants to improve it, the way that he does it is shetzrichen lachtor velimtzoi hamayim shemishon gedelo emuna. He has to dig and find the waters which nurture the emuna. Ve'elu hamayim heim bechinas etzois. These waters are a concept of advice. Shemishon gedelo emuna, which is what nurtures and nourishes the emuna. Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran brings the pasuk mayim amukim eitza b'levish. He brings psukim to support all of this. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, oide shimcha kiosiso pele eitzois meirochoik emuna uman shalidei ho eitzois gedelo emuna. This pasuk associates emuna with eitzois, that the more that a person is zeicha to eitza toivo, to good advice, the more that person is zeicha to nurture and to develop his emuna. Ve'eitzois heim bechinas oimek halev. And advice is associated with the depth of the heart. Hainu, kishenizkalkel v'noifel hu emuna v'chulu. When a person's emuna becomes defective and fallen, azai tzrichin litzoik min halev levad. Rabbi Nezal says, then what's required of the person at that point in time is to cry out to Hashem from his heart, a scream from the heart. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, tzoak libom el Hashem. Their heart cried out to Hashem. Mima'amakim korosicho Hashem. And as the pasuk says, I cry out to you, mima'amakim, from the depths, me'umko de libo, from the depths of my heart. And the depths of the heart is the source of etzos, advice. Bebechinas mayim amukim etzo belev ish, as the pasuk says. Validei ho etzos shenizgalan boilom alidei ze gedelo emunam. And the more that there is good advice being brought out into the world, the more the emuna is being nurtured and developed. And then all of these things end up having their tikkun. Because eitzois are associated with pele. There's a pasuk pele yoetz kel gibor. And Rav Nosson Zal here is giving us just short blips of what Rav Nosson discusses a little bit broader in the beginning paragraphs of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Hey, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Uledalois ulegalois hamayim anal, and when a person wants to draw these waters and reveal these waters, dahainu ho eitzois, which is this advice, this mayim amukim eitza b'levish, lozet zrichin ish tevunois. This requires a man with deep understanding. Ve'ish tevunois humi sheyeshloi neshama. And an ish tevunois is a person who has a real neshama. Rabbi Nezal there quotes the pasuk v'nishmas shakai tevinein, that tevuna is associated with the neshama. V'tzorech letzachtzeach ulezakech haneshama, and a person has to purify and shine his neshama. V'zeh nase alidei shemamshich ruchnis elukus l'toich tzimtzumim. And the way that a person accomplishes that is by being able to draw spirituality into vessels, into tzimtzumim, into kelim. V'haklal, Rabbein Azal says, over there, ki al yidei hamshochas ruchnis elukus l'toich tzimtzumim, dahainu l'toich gufim, by a person drawing ruchnis, spirituality, into tzimtzumim, which means, for example, into a body, drawing an neshama into a body, is an example of drawing spirituality, ruchnis, into a vessel, into a keli. Al yidei zeh nichbal v'nisrabe parnesosoy. When a person does that, he's zeche to double and increase his parnoso. Kiki shemam shich ruchnis elukus l'toich tzimtzumim dainu l'toich gufim zeh b'chinas bria. Because when a person draws ruchnis into tzimtzumim, into kelim, into bodies, that's a concept of creating. Kinasa ato brio chadosho al yidei chibur ruchnis elukus im haguf v'atzimtzum shezeh ikra bria. Because every time that a person merges together spirituality with tzimtzum, he's doing a creation, just like when a physical human being is born, which is a combination of an neshama, which is ruchnis elukus, and a body, which is this tzimtzum. V'yidei zeh nimshach parnosa, and this results in a shefa of parnosa, kemavur sham, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 5 in the second half. Ayin sham, look over there where Rabbein Azal explains this. V'yidei haparnosa humitzach tzeach nafshoi, and when a person is zeichet to have parnosa, that's what causes his nefesh to sparkle. V'hizbia betzach tzachos nafshecha, the hisbia, that a svia, a shef of parnosa, causes this tzach tzachos nafshecha. Ki achilas hatzadik hu rak bishvil haneshoma, because Rabbein Azal explains over there, because we know that when tzadikim eat, when tzadikim receive parnosa, their parnosa isn't for the pleasure of the body, their food, their parnosa is for the sake of the neshoma. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, tzadik oichel l'soiv hanafshoi, a tzaddik eats to satisfy his nefesh. Usvias hanefesh zebechinas hatzichtzuach shemetzachtzeach nishmos hayedei achilosoi. And this svia, this filling, when a tzaddik zeche to this svia to be filled with shefa, that's what causes his nefesh, his soul, to sparkle. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, v'hizbia betzachtzechois nafshecha, that this svia, this eating, achilo parnoso, results in his nefesh sparkling. Vazai kishemetzachtzeach nishmosoi, azai hu ish tevunois. And when a tzaddik is zoicha, that his neshama is sparkling, it's shining, it's glowing, then he becomes the ish tevunois. Bibichinas, as the posuk says, venishmas shakai tevinim, that the tevuna is associated with the neshama. When the neshama is full, it's glowing, then there is this tevuna. And then the eitzos are revealed, because eitzos come from tevuna. And that results in the emuna being developed and nurtured. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Review this in the chapter in Likutei Moran that we mentioned. And Rabbein Azal goes on to explain over there that when we're zeche to elevate, to correct a fallen emuna, that results in converts joining Klal Yisrael. V'hagerim koshen liYisrael kisapachas, and the Gemara tells us that gerim are difficult for Klal Yisrael like sapachas, like weeds. Ki hagerim machnisim gaiva b'Yisrael, because the Gemara says that, and Rabbein Azal explains over there, that gerim introduce arrogance into Klal Yisrael. Shaydeze noitlin cherev hagaiva manhige hador shemizgom al hador b'chinam, which results in leaders who are not really qualified to be leaders showing strength against in a way that harms Klal Yisrael. And this results in an increase of taivas niyuf in the world, chas v'shalom, the wrong type of desire for women. And Rabbein Azal says the way that one protects themselves from this and rescues themselves from this is through the mogine hador, the protectors of the generation. Ki yesh mogine eretz, because there are those that are known as the protectors, the shields of the land. Sheheim machniim choysam the sitrachra. They're the ones who have the ability to subdue and to defeat the choysam of the sitrachra. Bechinas hechtim besoroi, as the pasuk says, his flesh was defective. Rachmon alatzlan, veheimal and bechinas hechtim besoroi lebechinas choysam nigdusha. These mogine eretz, they have the ability to convert from hechtim besoroi, from tuma, to holiness, to choysam of kedusha. Bechinas tefillin. The tefillin are an example of the seal of kedusha. Hisnoitetzus hamoichim, which is also the symbol of a person's brain shining and glowing. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, look this up in Likutei Moran over there and study it well, because here he just gave us the shortest blips possible. Each one of his lines here in Likutei Moran over there is a paragraph, you know, and is explained very, very broadly. Paragraph Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shvuas, b'chinas matan Torah." This ties into the holiday of Shavuos when we were given the Torah. Ki ikar kabolas haTorah v'amitzvos hu ho'emuno shehu yisoid kol haTorah v'amitzvos. Because the essence of Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah and the mitzvos is faith, which is the foundation of the entire Torah and mitzvos. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvois are faith. That's what it's all about. U'kamoi shom razalan, as the Gemara says towards the end of Makkos, bo chavakuk veheemidon alachos. That Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he summarized the entire Torah into one item, emuna. And he quoted the pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. A righteous person lives with Emuna, period. One item. V'alkein tchilas dvar Hashem shedibrem Yisrael hu anoichi Hashem alikecho she'ikr hu emuna. And this is why Hashem's opening statement to Klal Yisrael, his first announcement to Klal Yisrael was, I am your Hashem, anoichi Hashem alikecho, which is the essence of emuna. Lahamin v'Hashem ulevatel emunois kuzves, to believe in Hashem and to negate all other false beliefs. Bechinas, as it says right afterwards, lo yelecho lekim acherim alponai, do not believe in idols. Lo yisas lecho pesel, etc. This is the Aseres HaDibrois, which were given on the holiday of Shavuos, which we read on Shavuos. Ki zehu ikara ha-hascholo v'hatachlis v'hayisoid v'ho ikar shel kol ha-toira kula. Because this is the beginning and the ultimate goal, and the foundation, and the essence of the entire Torah, of the entire Yiddishkeit. Ki ho'ikar hu ho'emuna, because the main thing is emuna. Ulaha lo yisu emuna, and Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that in order to develop emuna, or in order to raise up a fallen emuna, tzrichin lachtor hamayim shemehem gedelu emuna. We need to dig for the waters that nurture emuna, that help the emuna to grow. Shehim bechinas eitzos, which Rabbein Azal says over there in Likutei Moran, that the waters that help the emuna to grow are eitzos. Mayim amukim eitzo b'levish, the pasuk says. That eitzos are referred to as these deep waters. V'zeh bechinas taryag itin doraiso shehu klolias ha-toiro sheklulin bi'aseres ha-dibroi shemekablam b'shvuos. This is the concept of the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh calls the mitzvos Taryag Itin, 613 eitzos of the Torah, which are all included in the Ten Commandments which we receive on Shavuos. It's interesting to note that the Meforshim tell us that if you count the letters of the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisroi, you'll find that there are exactly 620 letters corresponding to the 613 mitzvos, d'oraisa, and the 7 mitzvos d'rabbanan. Ki klolius ha-Torah nekras eitza, because we know that the entire Torah is given this nickname. It's called advice. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, li eitza v'sushia, ani bina li gvura. That to me is advice. I possess advice. Bechinas taryag itin doraisa, the 613 advices of the Torah. Ki ikur kol mitzvah ha-Torah bechinas eitzos kedoshos. Because the essence of the mitzvah of the Torah is that it's all advice, it's sound advice. Shehem bechinas mayim amukim eitza. It's these deep waters which advice is called. Shal yodom gedelo ha-emuna, which is what nurture the emuna. Ki ikar ha-tachlis ha-Torah hu emuna. Legalois emuna gdoi sheboilam, leman das kolam eyoretz ke-shem olekim. Because the main purpose of the Torah is to broadcast emuna to the world, to teach the world ki Hashem hu elikim, that there's a Hashem. V'alkein nosan lonu, and again, with the world, even the non-Jews, leman das kol amei horetz. We say this on Sukkos, when we say the Hoshanas, when we complete going around with the Hoshanas, the last line that we say then is leman das kol amei horetz ki Hashem hu elikim. And it's for this reason that Hashem has given us these 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. Shehem tariag mitzvos shenikroim eitzos. Kal yidei ho eitzos gedelo ho emuna shehu ikar hakol. Because these eitzos, these tariag eitzos of the Torah, are what nurture the emuna, what help develop the emuna. Paragraph Beis, Nimtza, Shetzrichin b'shvuos, Lachtor ulegalois hamayim amukim, shemo eitzois, p'chinas kolius ha-Torah, taryagitin, kedei legalois so emuna kanal. So if shvuos is the holiday of Matan Torah, then what shvuos is about is, it's about digging up these waters, which are this advice, these 613 pieces of advice, which their main purpose is to help nurture the emuna, to water the emuna. And Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Likutei Moran that in order for this to happen, it requires the ish tvunais, the man of deep wisdom, who makes his neshama sparkle by being able to draw spirituality into constrictions, into vessels. Shaydeze nimshach parnosa, which is what brings a flow of parnosa. Shaydeze mitzach tseach nishmosai, that's what causes the neshama to sparkle. Vehizbia betzach sechoyz nafshecha, we quoted that pasuk earlier. Shaydeze yecholin lachter hamayim anal, that's what gives us the ability to dig for these waters. Shemehem gedelo ha-emuna, which are what nurture the emuna. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. With this, we're going to introduce the topic of the Korban Omer, which was brought from barley on the second day of Pesach, and the counting of the Omer, the days of the Omer, which begins from there and flows through Shavuos, in order to help us exit from the Tumah of Mitzrayim and be zeicher to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Ki ikar tumas vezuamas mitzrayim heim hakfirois veemunois kuzvi esho mitzrayim. Because the main tuma and filth of Egypt was its false beliefs, its lack of belief in Hashem. Uparoi sheze ikra tuma vazuama b'china zuamas hanochosh of Mitzrayim, and paroi, which is the essence of tuma. Ki mitzrayim hoisa malea gilulim vavodizoro, because the Torah tells us that Mitzrayim was full of idols. And as we find Paroi, who's the representative of Egypt, what does he announce? Mi Hashem. Who is Hashem? Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know of any such person. There is no Hashem. That's basically what he was announcing. He took out his yellow pages and he said, look, I got all the idols, I got everybody important listed here. There's no Hashem in here. The Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kabbalah Satayra Oz Bedoiroi Shel Moshe, Shehoi Oz Yitzias Mitzrayim Mamish, and the main concept of Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah, which took place in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu in physical form. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor, shenim shechal Yisrael b'chein esor azois, b'chol shana v'shana b'pesach shvuos, and so too in every single generation, this is reenacted. Every single year, the Jewish people re-experience Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah throughout this period of Pesach and Shavuos. Ho ikar huma sheyotzim mitumas Mitzrayim, dahinu sheyotzim mikfirois, ve'emunos kuzviyos, shenim shach mizu amas anochosh, shenim shach ha'idei cheta demarishon, shebishvil zeh ho ikar golos Mitzrayim. The main concept of leaving Egypt means leaving Kfirois and Amunas Kuzvirois, which resulted from the snake, from the eating of the Eitz Hadas, which caused the Chet Odom Arishayim, which is what resulted in Klal Yisrael having to go down to Egypt. Kedei lechalois hazua mazois, in order to destroy the filth that was generated as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, v'liskois lotzeis misham, and to be zechet to get out of there, dehainu lotzeis mikfirois v'amunas kuzvirois, to leave atheism and false beliefs, v'lizkois le'emuna gdoisha b'Hashem Yisborach, and to be zechet to pure holy faith in Hashem, shezeh ikar hakdusha. That's the essence of holiness, ikar kabbalah satoira b'shvuos kanal. That's the main concept of receiving the Torah on Shavuos, means receiving a new emuna, rejuvenating our faith in Hashem. ומחמס שצריכן עוז להלו יסמון הנפולה שנופל על ידי חטא אדם ראשון וכן על ידי החתום שבכל דור ודור. And because of the fact that on this holiday of Shavuos we're trying to elevate, to restore this emuna which fell as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas and as a result of all the sins of all generations, which is the essence of Golos Mitzrayim and all the other Golios, Ki kol hagolios ikrom boim rak bishvil pigam emuna, because we know that the whole reason for all the exiles is based on pigam emuna. Kemavur b'divur Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in several places. Ukamay shom razal, as the Gemara says, lo golu Yisrael elo al yedei sheposko mehem anshei emuna, that the Jews were exiled only as a result of the fact that there weren't any real believers among them. Alkein, oz bePesach veShavuos tzrichin lotzeis migolus Mitzrayim shekoleil kol hagolios kemavur b'divur Hazal. Therefore, on Pesach and Shavuos, where we're looking to exit from Egypt, which is a composite of all the different exiles, dahainu shetzrichim lahachnia ulavatel hakfirois veemunos kuzios. Shein ikur kol hagolus, which means we're trying to eliminate the lack of faith in Hashem and the false beliefs. Shein ikur kol hagolus, which is the essence of golus. Ulahalo is emuna menefiloso, and to elevate and restore the emuna from its fallen state. Alkein tzrichin oz kol hatikunim hamavorim batoira hanal. This is why on the holiday of on Pesach and Shavuos, a Jew has to turn on all the switches that are mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran, in Torah Hei Likutei Moran Tanino. Dehainu shetzrichen lachtor hamayim shem hoetzos, shem gdei lo emuna. We have to dig up the waters, which are the advice, which nurtures the emuna. Shezena salidei ho ishtvunois, which is accomplished by the ishtvunois. Shemetzachtziach nishmosoi, who sparkles his neshama, alidei hamshochas ruchnius elokus l'tech tzimtzumim, by having the ability to draw spirituality into kelim. V'ze b'chinas oimer soirim u'sfira soimer sheheim hachono l'shvuz shu kabbalas ha-toyro sheikro hi hizgalos ho-emuna k'may shekosuv kol mitzvayseh ho-emuna. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining now when he explains the Korban Omer and the Sfira Soimer, which are all a preparation, laying the groundwork for Shavuos, which is kabbalas ha-toyro, which is the main time when the emuna is revealed, is broadcasted to the world. This is Rav Nosson Zal's introduction, and now starting from paragraph Gimel, he's going to open things up. Interesting, this next paragraph we're going to have is one of the extraordinary cases where Rabbi Nosson Zal actually takes a chapter from the writings of the Arizal. He takes the Arizal's explanation of Kriya Shema, of what's supposed to take place when a person reads Kriya Shema on a Kabbalistic level, and Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to bring it down and explain it to us in a form of Chassidus, in a form where we can apply it on a practical level in our lives. And by doing that, he's going to shed light on these topics, on the topic of Eruvei Tchumen, on the topic of the holiday of Shavuos, and on this chapter on Likutei Moharan. Paragraph Gimel. For those that have the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 118, the right-hand column. We just started recently this new halacha in Likutei Halachos, which is based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. And Rav Nosson Zal told us that he's going to discuss the topic of Emunah, which is discussed in Likutei Moharan there, and the topic of Eruvei Tchumen, and he's going to tie it into the holiday of Shavuos. The piece that we're about to do is one of the unusually difficult pieces in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal actually quotes from one of the deep portions of the writings of the Arizal, and he gives us a chunk of it, and then he explains that b'derech chassidut, in something that's very, very important, meaningful, special. So concentrate a little bit better, and you'll get something very, very special. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ho ikar hi ho emunah. The most important thing is emunah. Shezeu b'chinas mitzvahs kriya shma shonu mechuyovim liyachet shmo yisborach pamayim b'chol yoyim lekabel oleinu hu emunah gdoisha. This is the concept of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, whereby we declare the unity of Hashem twice a day, and thereby show that we're accepting, we're announcing, declaring our faith in Hashem. Lehamin b'Hashem yisborach be'emes u'b'leiv sholem, that we believe in Hashem sincerely and with our whole heart. K'moshon oimrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Nimtzo she'ikar klal ha'toyro hu b'chinas mitzvahs Kriya Shema, shehu emunah, shehu ikar hakoil. So therefore, again, Rav Nosson Zal wants to emphasize that the most important concept in the Torah is emunah, which is represented by this mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'isa b'pri eitz chaim b'shar ha-Kriya Shema, it's found in one of the sforim of the writings of the Arizal, in the section on Kriya Shema, v'haklal, to summarize what the Arizal says there, v'haklal ha'yotze mishom, ki ikar kavonas Kriya Shema, kedei liyached yichud elyon, kedei lahamshich moichen mishom, kedei lohoilid neshamois. That one of the most important points that a person is supposed to be aware of during Kriya Shema is that they want to affect the upper yichud, a high-level unification, and to be able to draw a seichel from there in order to create neshamos, souls. However, the Arizal explains, yefshel yachid yichud hu elyon shehu yichud chochma ubina ki im al yidei ha'olas mayinukvin. It's impossible to make that unification happen, that upper yichud, which is a yichud of chochma and bina, unless you first generate mayin nukvin, female waters. That's the literal translation, and you elevate those mayin nukvin. This is a terminology that's used very often in Sifrei Kabbalah, that just like on a physical level, when there is a union between man and woman, husband and wife, there has to be a liquid medium in order for that to take place. So too, lahavdil, kaviyochel, in heaven, there is this terminology used that in order to prepare for a yichud, in order to prepare for a unity above, we have to create, generate, and send up mayin nukvin. That's the terminology that's used. There's the term mayin nukvin and mayin duchran, as we're going to see. Here we're talking about mayin nukvin, female waters. Avol yefshel lahalois mayin nukvin ki im kishemekablen hamoichin heoro miyichud hu elyon. However, the Arizal says over there that it's impossible to generate these Mayinukvin unless you receive light from that upper Yichud. Kedei Sheyir Ruim Lahalois Mayinukvin. Because it's only by receiving light from that upper Yichud that's what prepares us to generate and elevate these Mayinukvin. Ve'im kein l'choyre kosh, the Arizal says that this seems to be a paradox. Eich yitzuyar zeh, how can we make this happen? Ki me'achar shezeh tolui bozeh, since you're telling me that this is dependent on that, she'i'efshar li'yached ki'im al'idei he'olas mayinukvin, that it's impossible for there to be this upper union unless mayinukvin is sent up first. Ve'i'efshar l'halois mayinukvin ki'im al'idei ha'yichud, and in order to generate the Mayinukvin, you need this upper union, im kein mehechon ha'ascholah. If that's the case, then how are you supposed to get started? How are you supposed to start this off? The Arizal goes on to answer and explain, achoinyin, however, this is the way it works. Da, you should know, ki haloi bezivugim, yesh lemalo bi'abo ve'imo, bechino ho'achas, in the upper world, regarding this upper yichud of Chochma and Bina, there are two aspects of it. Aspect number one is that this yichud of Chochma and Bina is required to sustain the heavenly worlds, to sustain the worlds and keep them going. V'zivug zeh Tediri ve'enoy nifsak loylam. The yichud of Chochma and Bina, the aspect of the yichud of Chochma and Bina that's required to keep the worlds going, that aspect is never interrupted. It's something that's permanent, constant, consistent. Ki im yizbatil rega echod. Because if that yichud gets interrupted for one moment, if that unity gets disturbed for a second, Yizbatlu kol ha'olamos, all the worlds will cease to exist. Lahavdil, you picture a plug in a wall, and you know you have a certain machine that runs on electricity, and the plug in, you know that the minute you pull the plug out, that's it, the machine is off. There are all kinds of other ways to interrupt, like a computer, let's say, for example. There are different ways to stop certain processes that are taking place on the computer. The computer can be doing two or three different things at the same time, or two or three million things at the same time. And we know that by punching in certain information, you can interrupt something, you can make it go faster, you could change it, you could modify it. But we know the second you pull the plug out of the wall, we know that you've stopped everything. And in many cases, you might cause destruction of files and data, etc., etc. Here, the Arizal is explaining to us that in this upper yichud of Chochma and Bina, there are two aspects to it. There's one aspect of it which is needed to run the worlds, to keep the worlds in operation. That aspect can't ever be interrupted. That yichud, those two, the Chochma and Bina in that section can never be separated. Because Chas v'Shalom, if they are ever separated, it's all over. Zivug Beis, the second aspect of the yichud of Chochma and Bina is Loseis Moichin El Ze'er V'Nukva Kedei Lohoilid Neshamois Bo'olam. The second aspect of the yichud of Chochma and Bina is required to generate Seichel, which is needed by Ze'er and Nukva, which is by the lower spheroids. Ze'er is the term used to refer to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus. Those six spheroids are called Ze'er, and Nukva de Ze'er is the Malchus. So there is a certain aspect of the Yichud of Chochma and Bina that's required to feed Seichel to those seven lower spheroids, Kedei Lohoilid, Neshamois, Bo'ilam, in order for souls to be able to be created in the world. Shehu, Pnimius ha'olamos kenoida. That's the essence of the worlds. That's the most important part of the worlds, the creating of neshamos. V'zeh ha-zivug, and this second aspect of the zivug and yichud between Chochmah and Bina, einoy todir, is not constant. It's not assumed. It's not permanent. Sometimes it's going on, and sometimes it's not going on. Ayin Shom, Bishar HaKriyashma, Beperekei, look over there in the Sefer Priyetz Chaim of the Arizal, in the section on Kriyashma, chapter 5, where he discusses this, Ubishar HaProkim, and in other chapters there, where he also relates to this basic concept that we just mentioned. The Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says now to summarize what it says there. Sheyesh zivug hachitzoin she'enoi tzorech la'alias mayinukvin al yidei ma'aseinu hatoivim. There is what's called an outer zivug of Chochmah and Bina, which is not required in order to assist in creating mayinukvin by our which our deeds play a role in. The outer zivug does not relate to that process at all, to the mayinukvin, which our deeds play a role in. Kime atzmoi nase, this outer yichud of Chochmah Bina, this outer zivug of Chochmah Bina, happens by itself. It's not dependent on Klal Yisrael whatsoever. Our deeds or misdeeds do not affect it in any way. It's a yichud that's going on up in heaven, permanent all the time. This outer yichud of Chochmah and Bina, which we said is used to keep the worlds running, not and does not play a role in creating neshamos. Ki hu zivug todir deloi posik li'almin letzoyrech kiyum ho'ilamos. The Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that this is a zivug and a yichud that's permanent. It's never interrupted. And that's what's needed to maintain the worlds, to keep the worlds going. Umizeh hazivug onu mamshichen b'shas kriya shma ba'amiras shma Yisrael he'oro lemoichin kidei sheyuchlu lalois besoid ha'olas mayinukvin. And it's from that zivug, the one that's constant, that's not dependent on us, that we draw a he'oro of das during kriya shma, in order to be able to generate this mayinukvin, v'yacharkach oilin besoid mayinukvin al yidei mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem, and then the mayinukvin rises up through an aspect of mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem, v'oz miyachadin yichud hu'elyoin, and then we cause that second yichud of Chochmah and Bina that we spoke about, bebechinas zivug pnimi, the one that we refer to as the inner zivug, letzorech hamshochas haneshamos, which is the one that's needed to generate neshamos, to generate souls. Vaydezeh nimshochin moichin gemurin b'shas kriyashmo tefila, and it's through these two procedures that we draw the seichel, the moichin that a person is able to draw during kriyashma and during Shmoin Esrei. Vaydezeh misyachadin lohilid neshamos, and this is what results in the yichud that's needed to create neshamos. V'chulu, etc., etc. Ayin shom bekavonos, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, shemavur kol zeh heitev. The Arizal elaborates on this and explains it very thoroughly. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'hinei, af al pi shein lanu esek benestorois, lahovin soid kavonos ho'arizal letachlisoi, even though we are not involved in learning Kabbalah here, in trying to understand the full depth of the kavonos of the Arizal, afal pikein, despite that, kol asher timtza biyodeinu lohoven mehem remozim ve'etzois lavodas Hashem Yisborach al pi darkei ha-hagdomois shechotar ve'gila lanu Rabbeinu Zal ha-kodesh v'anoy razal, to whatever degree we have the ability to understand and derive from the writings of the Arizal advice and hints that will help us in serving Hashem based on the introductions that we've been given by Rabbeinu Zal, Matoyv umanoim, it's obviously a wonderful thing, a very, very good thing. Ki kvar hoidia verimeis lanu Rabbeinu Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal already informed us and hinted us, Shekol Kisvei HaArizal Klulin B'Toirosoi, that the entire writings of the Arizal, which span the full spectrum of Kabbalah, is all included in Rabbeinu Zal's forum, in the Likutei Moran, in the Sipurei Maaseis, in those forum. Umi sheyesh lo lev lohoven be'emes, and a person who has the ability to understand well, yuchal lizkois lefarish kol kisvei ho'arizal bayer hetev al pi divrei toros hakdoshe kimavur mizeh b'makom achra, will have the ability to explain and understand the writings, the entire writings of the Arizal, very, very well, using Rabbeinu Zal's forum, using the Likutei Moran, the Sipurei Maaseis, and those forum, etc.